The Savior and the Sacrament by David L. Beck, Young Men General President. As you partake of the sacrament, you renew your covenant to always remember the Savior.
My sacrament experience. As long as I can remember, I was told to think about Jesus Christ during the sacrament. When I first passed the sacrament last December, a feeling of peace and holiness came over me. I felt the Spirit telling me I was helping others to come unto Christ. I am grateful Heavenly Father trusts me enough to allow me to serve Him and help others. Jacob R., 12, Idaho, USA.
What do you think about when you eat the bread and drink the water of the sacrament, or when you prepare, bless, or pass the sacrament? Many of us ponder our covenants and how we are living. We think about our sins and pray for forgiveness and determine to do better. These are important aspects of the ordinance of the sacrament. In addition, there is something else to ponder, something so profound and so specific that it is part of the sacramental prayer itself. It is remembering Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Those who eat the bread promise to eat in remembrance of the body of the Son and to always remember Him. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 77. Similarly, those who drink the water promise to drink in remembrance of the blood of the Son and that they do always remember Him. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verse 79. The choice to remember the Savior and His atonement and sacrifice is fundamental to the ordinance. As Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught, in the simple and beautiful language of the sacramental prayers, the principal word we hear seems to be remember. What is stressed in both prayers is that all of this is done in remembrance of Christ. In so participating, we witness that we will always remember Him, that we may always have His Spirit to be with us. The Savior stressed these same points when He instituted the sacrament with His apostles during the Passover in Jerusalem on the last night of His mortal ministry, the night He suffered for us in the Garden of Gethsemane before suffering again on the cross. For example, after giving them bread to eat, He said, "This is My body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." Luke chapter 22, verse 19. During the Savior's first day among the Nephites in the Americas, He also taught them the ordinance of the sacrament. Again, He instructed them to partake in remembrance of His body and blood, and told them that as they did, it shall be a testimony unto the Father that ye do always remember Me. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 7. He then promised them, "If ye do always remember Me, ye shall have My Spirit to be with you." 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 7 and 11. What a marvelous blessing! In a world filled with challenges and turmoil and temptations constantly trying to lead us astray, what more important gift could we have? By having the Spirit with us, we can know the truth of all things, Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. That will give us the power and wisdom to live the way the Lord would have us live, to make correct choices, to serve faithfully, and to become like Him. As you participate in the sacrament each week, what can you do to remember Him? What can you do to always remember Him throughout the week and throughout your life? May I invite you to ponder those questions and to make a commitment to always remember the Savior. You'll be amazed at how it will change your life. Sidebar: Remembering the Savior. To help you and your family remember the Savior, consider studying the Come Follow Me lesson outline, How Can I Help Others Have a Meaningful Experience with the Sacrament? At lds.org/go/sacramentne12. The video on that page, Always Remember Him, can be used as a powerful family home evening resource. End of the article, The Savior and the Sacrament by David L. Beck, read by Terrell Williams.